Biz with Gule Tumfupi. On the street, on the air. On Kaya 959.
It's 12 minutes to go before 8 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, you might have heard our earlier conversations reflecting on our psychology, how it influences our relationship with money, and how to build a healthy relationship with money, right? But this really does speak to key themes that pile up our expenses on a month-to-month basis, specifically when it comes to food, household expenditure, and of course for parents, school fees for our children. But that tells us something, because there's some interesting research through Credit Bureau TPN that highlights that fewer than 60% of South African parents pay their school fees on time. That should tell you something. So let's get further details to find out what the information does share. Waldo Marcus, head of marketing at TPN, joins us now on the show. Welcome to the show, Waldo or Valdo?
Good evening, Guguleto, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. I guess first things first, just looking at the headline of this particular report, my eyes popped out, my jaw dropped, and I thought to myself, my goodness, this tells us that South Africans are under serious pressure.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think the interest rate hikes and the major inflation that we've the consumers have seen is really starting to impact their ability to make payments across their various credit agreements. But in our case, that we measure also the ability to make rental payments. And in this specific report that we published around the ability for parents to pay school fees, both in the public as well as the private school environment.
Help us understand how this data was collated and where the pressure points do come from.
So as a credit bureau, we specialize in two major sectors, one being property and the other one education, which we started about 8 years ago, where we looked at how can we help schools collect school fees on time. And what we've developed is a good standing ratio. And a good standing ratio in our world, the TPN credit world, it means a parent that's paid their school fees in full, up to date, based on the school's payment cycles. Now, a lot of schools will require you to pay school fees by the end of the year, or in some cases on a month-to-month basis in the private school sector. So they we look at these parents and say, how many of these accounts is, according to the payment terms, paid on time. And as you rightly said in your introduction, only 60% of parents have been able to make payments of their school fees on time by the end of the month. And we've seen a deterioration of these school fee payments for the past 7 years since we've started measuring it. We've really seen that parents are struggling to make these payments, and it's definitely worsened by what we've seen since COVID. It's sure recovered, but not to the levels to pre-pandemic at all.
Valdo, this raises some major alarm bells. I would have thought that and assumed that COVID was the main driver of this, but if this is due to pre-COVID levels as well, then I guess it just shows the kind of strain that South Africans are under. But help us understand, what are some of the driving or influencing factors here?
I think the major driving factors here, and again, it's the ability for South Africans to make these payments. Unemployment has, of course, in the long-term trend increased. COVID, of course, exacerbated it, where we've seen people lose jobs, sectors shut down. But we've also seen that within the private school sector environment, you know, the more affluent parents are rather paying some of their other debts or moving money around. And kind of at the bottom of the list is school fees, because of various legislative requirements within the education space. Schools can't just deny access or prevent a child from getting an education. So it means that in some cases, and we've seen it not across all the sectors, but in some cases we do see that parents are saying, all right, I'll pay school fees towards the end of the year when bonuses come through. I'll then catch up. Unfortunately, what we've seen the past couple of years is bonuses have not necessarily been paid or as high as what people expected, and of course there's additional pressures on a family wallet, and then all of a sudden, you know, that families are caught in a situation where they just cannot afford to make those payments for whatever reason it is. And as I said, it's been deteriorating. And one thing that we did see the past couple of years is that the number of parents that make no payment towards their school fees have started increasing the past 5 years. So we've seen a concerning trend around this.
And Valdo, I'm keen to understand, as you listed, your credit bureau, you monitor these particular payment trends, and you even highlighted the difficulties of affordability for many households. What would happen in the case of blacklisting for some of these parents, and the impact not only on the credit record, but access to education for their children?
Well, I need to emphasize that the blacklisting remains. There's certain regulations that govern it. And in the case like where a school does decide and it remains the school's prerogative, should they want to proceed, and there needs to be certain documentation sent via registered post for the public schools that pay fees. And then for private schools, there is a unregistered letter that needs to be sent. So parents is advised and notified in advance through various channels to say, this is the intent. And we deal with a lot of schools, and we on the ground, and we have conversations. And in most cases, the parents or the school does not want to pursue that route. They do not want to go down that route. But we were having a conversation a week ago, and like the one bursar that needs to collect this money said, you know, what we find very frustrating is they don't pay school fees, but yet they arrive with a brand new luxury sedan every year.
Talk about priorities.
And, yeah. And there is certain mechanisms in place for parents. Should something happen, should they not be able to make the payment, there is, in the public sphere, there's what we call exemptions, where parents can apply and then government subsidizes it. And that process is well documented. Most of the government schools we deal with have got a very good process in place to make sure those parents that do struggle, their kids still get a great education, they can still go to school, they're not excluded from the system. But then there's also the other side, and it's a minority, where people abuse that system because their priorities are slightly different.
You're very right. And I guess this really speaks to a heightened level of understanding and behavior. And I'm keen to get your thoughts here, Valdo. You know, in light of the fact that we're in a rising interest rate cycle, inflationary pressures are eating at our pockets. Really, it's just been so much more difficult for South Africans to get by, right? Are we seeing that parents, users on your platform, households are actually open to making use of these solutions that you've brought to the table? Or are we still finding that we're slightly aloof and in disbelief about the reality of our finances?
So we've seen an increase of about 27% in exemption applications. Oh. So parents are using it. They are reaching out. But again, there is those that look at the system and say, well, I can try and circumvent it through using a different bank account when I submit, because one of the requirements is to say, yes, my banking details, you know, I'm not earning enough money. There's no salary coming in. And we've seen some fraud creeping in this space, and CPN services were specifically designed to kind of counteract that. So where there is parents that are really struggling, that they get afforded the opportunity to apply for the exemptions and they get granted this, but those that do have the ability to pay, that they are held accountable and to contribute to the schools that is in desperate need of these resources.
Got you. And I think that's so important, right, for us to be aware of the fact that there is help and assistance that is present. And maybe for those who aren't certain as to where to start, I'm assuming your platform through TPN, you know, might have some guidelines or be able to direct them to where best to seek assistance.
Yes, the best would be to engage with your school. The schools are well equipped to provide you with the necessary resources. We from time to time publish papers on our blog to highlight what is possible in terms of the legislative frameworks. Those frameworks, as soon as they come out, they're analyzed by our legal team, and we put these papers out so people understand that, all right, these are the steps. But your first point of call, be it that you want to apply for exemption or if you're in the private school sector, that you reach out to the school. make payment arrangements. And if you make those payment arrangements, try and keep to them as best as possible. All the schools we deal with, they understand people go through difficult times, but they need to manage cash flow and they need to manage the resource allocation. So therefore, the schools that we help on various levels, some just use the credit bureau for the odd blacklisting and some use us and to full extent to say, well, if you want to apply for exemption, here's the steps. If you are unable to pay, here's the steps. A lot of the government schools have dedicated systems to help with the exemption process to make sure the right parents and the right kids get these exemptions allocated, supported by government. The best advice is reach out to your bursars within your school environment, the finance managers, be open, be honest. And if you can't afford, pay your school fees. Yeah. It is such a critical service for this country to improve its employment and its economic growth that the money that's needed to run these services and to pay our educators. And if you have it, pay it.
Definitely. If you have it, pay it. I think some solid advice that you've given us just to make sure that we prioritize our key responsibilities, right? Like educating our children and paying their school fees on time. Valdo, greatly appreciate your contribution to the show this evening, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's Valdo Marcus, Head of Marketing at TPN, helping us understand why and how it is that fewer than 60% of South African parents pay their school fees on time, according to their report. As you've heard, a lot of economic challenges and our pockets have been pinched, but there are solutions to make sure that even if you are going through a difficult time, honestly so, that can be managed. And of course, just making sure that we get our priorities right. Education over all the luxuries. Well, that's where we leave it for Kaya Biz this evening. It's been a pleasure being with you tonight. Do join us again next week, Monday, between 6 and 8 p.m. But keep listening. Coming up next is Point of View with Phimelo Modene.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.